You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today we are visiting with Dr. John Ippolito, who has been a practicing anesthesiologist for more than 25 years. He is the founder of AirMed Logistics, an innovative healthcare solution for anesthesiology providers and facilities that make the practice of medicine both efficient and excellent. Dr. Ippolito, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So can you tell us about AirMed Logistics and what the company does for starters?
Yes, sir. AirMed Logistics is an anesthesia provider company. We have been in business for about 2 years, and we provide anesthesia providers to healthcare facilities.
I understand that you had an interesting career in the home building business before you became a physician and also started AirMed Logistics. Can you tell us a little bit about your earlier career choice and how you believe it has helped you as a physician?
Yeah, prior to becoming a physician, I was a carpenter for about 6 years, primarily framing and trim carpentry. And I learned two very valuable things, which I have applied to AirMed Logistics. First and foremost is the value of hard work and persistence. Now, the other thing I really learned was efficiency. And we, of course, always wanted to build a quality home, but yet at the same time, we wanted to be as efficient as possible while we were building. So we learned how to get the most work done and in the most efficient manner. And one of the reasons I decided to start this company was because, having been in anesthesia for over 25 years, I noticed all sorts of inefficiencies, not only in anesthesia, but in medicine in general. So one of the primary things that we really look to do with AirMed Logistics is to provide anesthesia services very efficiently, which will always translate into reducing fixed costs for healthcare facilities.
Now, I would be curious, was your choice to start AirMed Logistics influenced at all by the changes to our healthcare system? And if so, how have these changes impacted you as an anesthesiologist?
Well, I don't know if I could say that was the primary reason. I think the number one reason was that I was really looking for more of a work-life balance, which I have been able to find in my company. And this is something that I really want to communicate to anesthesia providers. There's a real benefit for providers to work with AirMed Logistics in terms of not only financial compensation, but also in achieving a more perfect work-life balance. I would love to believe that in providing anesthesia services in a more efficient manner, I would hope to have an effect on reducing the costs of healthcare. Now, that may be a little more idealistic than is true, okay? I would love to be able to pass on savings and reduce fixed costs to anesthesia groups. Now, is that going to translate back to insurance companies to where they're going to reduce premiums? I would hope so. I would certainly hope so. But first of all, I think I would have to be a very, very large company, and maybe someday that'll happen. But then the ball is going to be in the insurance company's corner, to where if they see that we are providing services more effectively, therefore reducing fixed costs, will this ultimately translate into a reduction in insurance premiums? I don't know. I certainly do hope so.
Today we're joined by Dr. John Ippolito, the founder of AirMed Logistics, an innovative healthcare solution for anesthesiology providers and facilities that make the practice of medicine both efficient and excellent here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Dr. Ippolito, as doctors practice medicine today, what are the biggest challenges that they face in private practice?
Well, some of the biggest challenges are a lot of the mandates that are coming down from the governments in different forms, different shapes, different sizes. And private practitioners are being squeezed because it ends up costing them more to comply with these government's mandates, which again goes back to my company helping anesthesia groups reduce fixed costs through the use of the services that my company provides.
And that makes sense. And how does AirMed Logistics differ from a locum tenens business?
Well, AirMed Logistics, what we're really about is providing anesthesia services and customizing those services to the needs of our clients, which is anesthesia groups. Now, we customize that in a lot of different ways. We could provide temporary services, we could provide permanent services, part-time, full-time, as-needed services. So, in a sense, we are, for temporary services, we are similar to a locum tenens company. But what really differentiates us from the traditional locum tenens model is that we do not charge a daily minimum. Usually locum firms will require an anesthesia group to commit to a 4 or 8 hour day, okay, whether or not that group needs that provider for 4 to 8 hours a day. And it's usually a weekly situation, so you're looking at a 20 to 40 hour guarantee that the anesthesia group has to cover if they use a traditional locums firm. Another way we differ from locums firms is that if you go over an 8 hour day, locums firms will increase that hourly rate to either 1.25 times the hourly rate or 1.5 times the hourly rate, varies from firm to firm. So we don't do that either. The bottom line with my company is that you don't pay for services you don't get. If we're there and we're working, we get paid. If we're not there working, we don't get paid. It's pretty simple, but it just goes back to helping a client reduce fixed costs. So another huge difference is that anywhere anesthesia providers from AirMed Logistics practice, they're on permanent staff. So if a client needs one of our providers, they pick up the phone or go to our website, and or they'll be able to see which providers are available and when, and they would essentially book or reserve that provider for that time or that date. And so you're getting a much, much more rapid response compared to going through a locums firm where it takes sometimes 3 to 4 months to actually get a provider into a facility. So there's a huge, huge difference. If I'm needed at a facility, there's times when I could be there the next day. A traditional locums firm cannot compete with that model. So these are some of the primary differences between my firm and a more traditional locums model.
And thanks for breaking that down. Now, lastly, what is the impact that you hope to have on healthcare with AirMed Logistics?
Well, what I hope to accomplish is twofold. Being a physician, I believe that the biggest impact I could have is on other anesthesia providers. And by that, I mean not only the people that are working with me, but also the clients that I serve. And again, that goes back to the people that work with me at AirMed Logistics, finding that they could have a more ideal work-life balance, still have a very satisfactory income, yet at the same time have time to really enjoy their life. And for the clients, it really all comes back to helping them reduce fixed costs in their private practice to where they could remain independent, they could remain a private practice, because a lot of these groups, that's what they really want to do. So it's my company is providing a tool to help them remain in private practice.
Well, you're certainly covering the bases in all regards, and it's certainly inspiring in many aspects from an entrepreneurial perspective and in the healthcare space. What you're solving in the space, this is just fantastic. Dr. Ippolito, it has been a pleasure to have had you. Tell us, where can our listeners get more information on AirMed Logistics?
Well, you can get through our website at airmedlx.com. That's AirMedLX.com, and there will be contact information on the website, which will allow both anesthesia providers and interested healthcare facilities and anesthesia groups to contact us.
Well, Dr. Ippolito, certainly has been good to have had you, and thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here this evening on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Okay, I appreciate speaking with you.
The pleasure was certainly ours as well. We've been speaking with Dr. John Ippolito, the founder of AirMed Logistics, an innovative healthcare solution for anesthesiology providers and facilities that makes the practice of medicine both efficient and excellent. And once again, the website of reference is airmedlx.com. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience and join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and, if prosperous, year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.